Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Gershwin, the abbess Hildegard von Bingham, maybe some Eartha Kitt, and yes, the requisite oboe music. We're going to begin with some classical music by Borodin. Now, his Polovestian dances are best-known selections from Alexander Borodin's opera, Prince Igor, which was written back in 1890. Now, the composer added and adapted the libretto from the East Slavic epic The Lay of Igor's Ghost, which recounts the campaign of Russian Prince Igor. See, okay, now this I may mispronounce. Tovslavich against the invading Polovestian tribes back in 1185. Borodin was the original composer, but the opera was left unfinished at his death and was subsequently completed by none other than Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and Alexander Glazunov, a lovely pair. It was first performed in St. Petersburg in Russia back in 1890. And on today's performance, we're going to hear the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Thomas Beecham Choral Society, with, of course, Thomas Beecham.
Thank you.
What a royal ending. Excellent music performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Beecham Choral Society, with none other than Sir Thomas Beecham directing. And that was the Polyphestian Dances from Prince Igor by Borodin. Now, this next selection comes from a true visionary of her time, a composer, philosopher, Christian mystic, Benedictine abbess, and yes, a visionary. From the age of three, the abbess Hildegard von Bingen was reported to have visions. She explained that she saw all things in the light of God through the five senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch, and in 1141, at the age of 42, she received a vision that she believed to be an instruction from God to write down that which you see and hear. What resulted is some stunningly haunting music, which she herself described as, I quote, "Every element has a sound, an origin from the order of God. All those sounds unite like the harmony from the harp and the zithers." Well, we're going to take a listen. Enjoy.
Thank you.
the beautiful music of Hildegard von Bingham. And that was a selection called O Jerusalem. And Emma Kirkby was joined by the members of Gothic Voices in that performance. You were listening to Classic Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time, a time I look forward to every week. For new listeners, it is the time that we celebrate one of the most unique and hardest instruments to play, and also keeps everybody in orchestra in tune. Yes, it's oboe music time. I'll also add that it is said that ill wind that nobody plays could. But today, this music by William Bulcombe, who was actually born in Seattle, Washington, back in 1938. And his career, illustrious career, includes receiving the Pulitzer Prize, the National Medal of the Arts, 2 Grammy Awards, the Detroit Music Award, and was named 2007 Composer of the Year by Musical America. He also found the time within all of that to teach composition at the University of Michigan from 1973 to 2008. We're going to hear a lovely obad, and it's called For the Continuation of Life, and was inspired by a reading of Jonathan Schelf's The Fate of the Earth, with its alarming projections of nuclear holocaust. Today, a talented oboist, who was principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony from 1971 to 1982. I'm speaking of Harry Sargas. He is joined by William Bulcombe himself on the piano. The talented oboist Harry Sarkis, and joined by the composer William Bolcom on piano, and that was Bolcom's own Abad. And why not? It's never a bad time for some Eartha Kitt, a woman whose biography reads, get this, Confessions of a Sex Kitten, and who purred and growled her way as the first Catwoman and stocked her fridge with caviar and champagne. Well, I can't say no to that. A phenomenal performer. Here she is with Say Sipon.
De patine un bonou, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits riens du tout, mais qui en disent langue. En voyant notre mineur habillé, les passants dans la rue nous ont dit. C'est si bon de gaieté dans ses yeux, une espoir qui donnait la frise. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut bien de l'ion. C'est tellement, tellement bon. Oh, c'est bon. Voilà, c'est bon. Les vasons dans la rue, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. Quel espoir merveilleux. Oh, c'est bon. Je cherche un millionnaire avec des Cadillac car, mink coats, des bijoux. Je suis tout seul. On est obligé d'avoir des choses comme ça. N'importe quoi. Très expensive, non? Dis-moi, est-ce qu'il n'y a pas de chance que quelqu'un ici de la maison avec nous ce soir avec un petit yacht? Non, hein? Demain, peut-être. Oh, parlez-vous français? Anglais? Nothing, hein? Alors, ça intégral, vous savez. Parce que si vous pouvez parler anglais, français, italien, espagnol, alimar, opachin, some petit chose comme hebrew ou rien, vous pouvez me rencontrer dans ma dressing room après le show. Oh, c'est... Voilà, c'était ma
Well, that was Eartha Kitt, and, you know, you can't do some kicks after a performance like that. So that was Say Sebo from the Live at Tivoli album. And we're going to move on just in a little different direction and hear a treat, Gershwin playing Gershwin. And this from comes from the CD, The Piano Rules, a performance from the 1927 George Gershwin Rhapsody and Blue.
Thank you.
Well, nobody plays Gershwin like Gershwin. And that closes our program today. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of a great collaboration between Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin. It's called Hush, and it's a musical celebration of life from youth to old age. While in so many ways this album speaks to children, it is equally true that perhaps its central goal is to release the child in the adult. And we're going to release the child in our next artist, adult, because we're speaking of Workdu, Shukshukta, Ethiopian news, radio, and culture, an entertaining show and always very well worth listening to. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.